Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That was the voice of Mike Goldberg for 1 year, the television play-by-play voice of the Detroit Red Wings. He bridged the gap between the great, late great Dave Strader and, of course, Ken Daniels, who's been the voice of the Red Wings on TV ever since. 1 year, Goldberg did it, and he was on the mic for March 26, 1997. It's Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket on this Thursday morning. Stoney, I'm going to geek out here. I just am.
Go ahead.
You know me. No, I love this game. I'm a huge fan of the game. Everything that went into it, everything that came out of it. I personal memories. It was the first NHL game that my wife Christy ever attended. How about that?
That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's not impressive. It's a pretty good start.
Yeah,
nothing else is gonna live up to it after that.
Does it rival Wojo's first baseball game, which was a Nolan Ryan no hitter?
I don't. You'd have to ask Wojo that. I think it exceeds it.
Yeah, so do I. But
number one, the home team won.
Right.
Number two, Nolan Ryan pitched seven of those. You're never going to see another game like March 26. It's one of a kind. I do wonder as we get further and further away from it. Here we are now on the 23rd anniversary of it. If like some of the younger generation is essentially saying, "Okay, Boomer," right? I mean, they don't want to hear about the March 26 game anymore because they were either not born yet, like all of our kids, or they're like, "Okay, whatever. That was one game. Stop. Enough already." But I just don't think enough can be said or written or broadcast about it.
That's why they need a 30 for 30 on the rivalry, so
yeah,
the
absolutely.
Younger generation can be informed better than the hearsay. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Jamie, as you know, I did not attend that game. I did not watch that game live because I was in Harper Hospital getting a tumor removed from my mesentery. I remember listening to it on the radio with the great Ken Cal. And then the next day, the Red Wings organization, they brought in a tape of the game to my hospital with a VHS, and I watched it the next day on tape, and they brought in with two Little Caesars pizzas. It was really one of the nicest things anybody's ever done for me. It was great. But, yeah, obviously, you know, seeing it 8,000 times on video, it was one of the greatest games in, you know, Detroit sports history, no doubt. If not,
it may be the greatest. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and say it is the greatest because so often in sports, you have a set of expectations going in or a hope for something. I mean, we sit here and hype up games, and then oftentimes they can't possibly live up to the hype. Sometimes they do, like the 2006 number one versus number two Michigan-Ohio State.
Yep.
Great game. Even the Michigan-Ohio State game from a couple years ago, the JT Barrett short or not short, bitterly disappointed game, was a great game. So sometimes they do, but very rarely do games that are really hyped up exceed the hype. And that's what I think happened in this particular instance. I think the March 26 game, because of the fights, because of the fact that the Red Wings got down, and then because of the fact that Darren McCarty, who should have been thrown out of the game.
Right, I mean, yes, he should have.
It somehow stays in the game and then scores the game-winning goal in overtime against Patrick Waugh to beat the dreaded Avs, and then has a huge hug for Chris Draper as he goes back to the bench to skate off the ice. There's no way you could write a script for that game and have it go any better than it did for the Red Wings.
Not only did, you know, if you think about it, McCarty not get thrown out of the game, how does Waugh and Vernon not get thrown out of the game?
Oh. You could go down the line.
I know.
I mean, there's a lot of guys who should have been thrown out of the game.
Absolutely. So what was the greatest game you ever attended live? 248-539-9797-97136 is the ticket text.
So what's yours? I mean, that must have – I obviously remember that you weren't there, and I remember the circumstances of you not being there, but I just temporarily forgot. So that's right. You weren't there, which is rare for you.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a few. There's the greatest game I remember seeing here was actually a loss when the Lions played the Redskins in 1990, and they were out. They were blowing out the Redskins, and they, as you know, they hadn't beat the Redskins in a long time. Even though it was here, I was at the Silver Dome, and the Redskins scored 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter, and won the game in overtime on a Chip Lowmiller field goal. It was like 1990. That was a great football game. Me personally, because of the ramifications, the best was when the Flyers beat the Russians in 1976, the Red Army. They were the last team to have a chance to beat them after they tied Montreal, beat Boston, and beat another team. And everybody hated the Flyers, but they were representing all that was good versus the damn commies, and they won the game. And the Russians left the ice because they thought the Flyers were, you know, too dirty. And it was just unfreaking believable.
Wow.
To be you know, 16 years old, 17 years old in that arena was incredible.
The greatest game I ever saw was the March 26th game for all the reasons I laid out. I just everything about that. I remember the feeling. I remember walking into the building that night, and there was this sense that something was going to happen. You know, it wasn't just two rivals. It was like, oh, we're going to see something tonight. There was a palpable bloodlust in the building, like you were going to watch a prize fight. And you hated whoever the challenger or the champion was, and you knew the other fighter was going to just beat the crap out of him. You knew what was coming that night. Famously or infamously, the Detroit News that day on the front of the sports page had a big picture of Claude Lemieux that said essentially wanted. You know, like basically it was a picture you'd see up in an Old West saloon, and the Avs apparently were not happy about that because they felt like it instigated things. And just, I don't know. I mean, we our old radio station gave out T-shirts that said "Screw Lemieux," and I remember a lot of people actually wore those shirts that night in the arena. it was just everything around it, surrounding it, was really just crazy.
And part of it was
the other game
the
other game that I know that you know I was at, which actually was a terrific game. Not just it's remembered for one single play.
Right.
But the 1982 Cal Stanford game, which was the game of the play, where the band goes out on the field, the Stanford band. I was a sixth grader in California growing up. That actually was a great game. It was John Elway's last collegiate game. He had this great comeback drive, which led to what they thought was the game-winning field goal. Cal had these two ridiculous diving touchdown catches in the game. It was truly a great game, and then it had the greatest ending in sports history, perhaps.
It's funny, some of the greatest games that I've been to, or like I mentioned, the Flyers rushing game, were games that didn't involve Detroit teams. I almost feel guilty about it, besides that one Lion game, which was a loss. Eagles beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl was just a great football game, winning a championship. And, you know, the fact that the Eagles won and my friends were there, it was that, you know, made it even, you know, more special. Covering, you know, I didn't get to yell or scream. The Villanova-Georgetown game in 1985 was just a great basketball game.
Yeah.
Unique for sure. 248-539-9797. Let's say hello to Len in Royal Oak. You're 97, won the ticket.
Hey, Len.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, my best game was my parents took us out to the Rose Bowl the last year that Bo Schembechler won it.
That was against who, Washington or USC?
No, that was against USC.
Okay.
Larry Smith was the coach. Leroy Horde was the MVP for UL.
Was it a great game? I'm trying to remember. I was there covering it, but I don't remember how great the game was or not.
Yes, U of M came back. They won. They were down. It was awesome.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Cool,
appreciate it.
We got a ticket text here, Stoney. Guys, the March 26th game was also my first NHL game. Vividly remember my dad picking me up from school and saying he had tickets and something important was going to happen. I don't make it to too many games in Detroit, but I also happen to be at the Galarraga 28 out games. Two Detroit games I'm so thankful to have been part of.
Hmm. Somebody says I was at game four of the 1997 Stanley Cup Finals. That was just cool being there. Was it a great game per se? No, but it was, you know, the environment winning this, you know, the Stanley Cup champ, you know, winning the Stanley Cup after so many years was awesome to be there. And
right, you walked in. I think you walked in that night knowing they were going to win.
Yes, absolutely.
So you knew they were going to. You were going to see the Stanley Cup that night, and you know they got out to a 1-0 lead, and then Darren made it 2-0, and they won 2-1. But it was it just felt like you were there for a coronation more than an actual hockey game.
This is a good one, and as people might remember, I left a little early. Has to be the first under the lights game. Michigan, it was his senior year, the texter said, Michigan against Notre Dame. What a great finish for damn sure. Three scores within about a minute and a half or whatever.
I'm 39. I was in the fourth row near the wings bench for the March 26th game as a fresh 16-year-old, and it will always be my greatest sports memory.
Wow. Let's take one more call before Heather's news. Scott in Waterford, what's up?
Hey, Stoney. Scott. Yeah, I was at the Galarraga 28-out. Perfect game.
Mm-hmm. So was I.
I don't have to say that's the greatest game I've been to. It was funny because I went with my brother. He's got his kids at the Ferris wheel, like in the sixth inning. I'm texting him, you got to get back here. He had no clue. And we were upstairs, and I had my grainy cell phone. I knew, you know, it was set up 2 outs in the ninth. I still watch my grainy video to this day. And, you could see it upstairs in section 327, I believe we were in. And you could see he was out from up there. And you could still hear my brother crying once they called him safe, like on my cell phone. And we reminisce about that all the time.
That's great that you still have it, by the way.
It's classic. It's like horrible cell phone video, but it's the greatest.
Yeah. You know what's funny about that night is it was for some reason – it was one of those things where early on, I remember like the third inning even, or maybe the fourth inning, I was watching the game and I was like, he hasn't given up any base runners yet. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You do it with Verlander, you did it with Scherzer, but with Armando Galarraga, you're like, whatever. But for some reason, it struck me. I'm like, wait a minute, he's pitching really well. So, and that game went really fast, too.
I know.
97 won the ticket.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.